Your Excellencies, Ministers, the Chairman, Board of Trustees, Africa Rice, Your Excellency, Rhoda Tumusiime, Commissioner, African Union Commission, the Director General, Africa Rice, Directors General of Agricultural Research Institutions of the member countries of Africa Rice, Executive Director Farah, Honorable Delegates, a very important team of observers who are here from Agricultural Research Council, South Africa. May I request you to stand up, please? Thank you very much. Can we clap for them? African Union Commission, led by Her Excellency Rhoda Tumusiime. Many of you know her, but may I request Your Excellency to stand up for, and we give you a very big applause. You're most welcome. Our Chairman, Board of Trustees, Africa Rice, can you stand up, please, for recognition? And can we welcome him, please? Dear delegates, dear participants, distinguished ladies and gentlemen, it gives me great pleasure to welcome you to Uganda, the Pearl of Africa, for the 30th Ordinary Session of Africa Rice Council of Ministers, meeting here at Munyonyo in the city of Kampala. You are most welcome, honorable members, ladies and gentlemen. Karibun, bienvenue. I'm informed that we have delegates from 17 out of 25 member states of the Africa Rice, which is quite a very big number compared to the times we have been meeting. This is commendable, and I want to thank you very much for turning up for this very important meeting. Can you please clap for yourselves on my behalf? On behalf of the President of this country, His Excellency William Seven, on behalf of the Prime Minister who is supposed to be here, and on my own behalf, as Minister of Agriculture, Animal Industry and Fisheries of the Government of Uganda, I'm glad to host you and thank you for your support during the tenure as your chair of the council for the past two years. We are honored to have also hosted the extraordinary Council of Ministers meeting in February this year, during which the Director General of Africa Rice was appointed. So for especially the benefit of observers, may I request the Director General of Africa Rice, who was elected in the extraordinary Council of Ministers in February this year, to stand up for recognition and a very big applause for him. Thank you very much. These meetings together are not only a sign of collective trust and confidence, but also recognition of the contribution made to the success of the rice industry in Uganda and in Africa. Your Excellencies, we do recognize the fact that the sub-Saharan Africa is experiencing most rapid population growth, and yet agricultural growth is low, and especially annual rice production growth rate has stagnated at 3% for many years. It is therefore important that we reflect on this situation and Africa Rice charts a new direction in production and productivity of rice in the continent to avoid another future food crisis as was experienced in 2008. I'm glad to note that after the last food crisis, Africa Rice, together with the partners such as Coalition for Africa Rice Development, took board decisions outlined in rice in various strategic documents and demonstrated the capacity to increase production not only by generation of new rice technologies, but also by addressing and strengthening critical segments in the rice value chains in the member countries. Your Excellencies, Africa has a goal of reducing rice imports significantly, and we have a responsibility. This is very important, Your Excellencies, considering that rice is the most protectable crop commodity, which with only 7% of the grain produced worldwide entering the international market. Worse still, all African countries are net importers of imports reaching 12 million tons of milled rice. If we take 2012 statistics, and this one, we use $5 billion to import this rice to Africa. Your Excellencies, currently rice is the most rapidly growing food crop across the world and across this continent. Urbanization in Africa is greater than any other region in the world. And this means a shift toward convenient foods like rice. With high food and fuel prices predicted to last well into the current decade, relying on imports, honorable members, Your Excellencies, is no longer a sustainable strategy. In Uganda, our national economic development aspirations are driven by Vision 2040 and our vision is to have a transformed Ugandan society from a peasant to a modern and prosperous country within 30 years. In pursuit of the Vision 2040, government has developed a medium-term development plan called the National Development Plan 2. And this NDP2 has identified agriculture as an integral and important part of the overall strategy. The NDP2 has laid down three broad areas of improvement for the agriculture sector, namely increasing agricultural production and productivity, 2, addressing the challenges in the selected thematic technical areas, including seeds, fertilizers, mechanization, and water for production, and 3, institutional strengthening of the sector. Within the sector, Your Excellencies, the strategic interventions for the rice subsector are clearly outlined in the agriculture sector strategic plan, which is well aligned to the National Rice Development Strategy 2008-2018. Therefore, our agricultural sector strategic plan and the National Rice Development Strategy aim at rice sufficiency in Uganda and the surplus for sale through tripling rice production within the next few years. Your Excellency's estimates already show that about 50% achievement in the production of 350,000 metric tons of unmilled rice compared to the NRDS target production of 680,000 metric tons by 2018. The net import or production gap is estimated at 98,400 metric tons of unmilled rice. Hence, rice self-sufficiency has not yet been achieved. Some players, ladies and gentlemen, argue that Uganda could be self-sufficient, save for the unclear statistics. Whichever the case, the rapidly growing youthful Ugandan population is also proof to an ever-growing demand for rice. Your Excellencies, honorable delegates, ladies and gentlemen, this meeting will provide a moment for the delegates of the National Experts Committee of Agriculture to advise or to devise ways of engaging the public and the private sector, civil society organizations, farmers associations, research and extension communities in the development of the African rice sector. It will also provide an opportunity to discuss institutional innovations, policies, and the key investments needed to significantly increase rice production, also processing and marketing in sub-Saharan Africa, thereby developing competitive and adequate rice value chains, reducing imports, and enhancing regional trade. Your Excellencies, the Africa rice interventions have become an engine for economic growth across the continent and contribute to the elimination of poverty and food security within Africa and raise the social well-being of millions of our poor people. Increased rice production will have considerable impact on the competitiveness of African economies, and reduce the need to divert the valuable foreign currency exchange to imports. In time, the achievement of food security in the continent's major rice producing countries and their neighbors through regional trade in surpluses may lead to global export earnings for African rice sector. Your Excellencies, there was no other time that this important meeting could have been conducted in Uganda, in view of the fact that Africa Rice is a leading Pan-African rice research organization committed to improving the livelihoods in Africa through strong science and effective partnerships. Also, that it is an international association of up to 25 African members. And I know before the end of today, the membership may rise to a larger number. Your Excellencies, whereas there are 15 international agricultural research centers that are members of the CGIAR consortium, such as Africa Rice, Africa Rice is the only CGIAR truly managed by member countries through their ministers in charge of agriculture. I wish to applaud this unique partnership. Thank you very much for that. Allow me to congratulate and also acknowledge the following countries for their contribution towards our agenda. Allow me to thank Cote d'Ivoire. Cote d'Ivoire as we all know, honorable members, has asked and requested for the return back to of its headquarters, of Africa Rice headquarters, to back to Cote d'Ivoire. We want to applaud this gesture. Can you please clap for Cote d'Ivoire? As you know, the relocation and renovation of the headquarters of Africa Rice will cost us $6 million. Cote d'Ivoire has made a contribution of $2 million to this very expensive venture. Can we still applaud Cote d'Ivoire? So we would like to acknowledge the very significant move by the government of Cote d'Ivoire in graciously offering a building in Abidjan on a nearly 1 hectare land area where the headquarters of Africa Rice offices is situated, and for that contribution of $2 million to the relocation process. Africa Rice Director General and most Africa Rice administrative and financial staff have already relocated to the headquarters in Abidjan. Africa Rice finds it very, very, very challenging, ladies and gentlemen, your excellencies, under the current financial situation, to raise the remaining $4 million for the smooth and rapid relocation to the scientific, especially the scientific staff and the corresponding facilities, as well as the renovation itself of the station. Before I go for this appeal, let me first continue with the acknowledgements first. Number two, I wanted to acknowledge the government of Benin. The government of Benin, during the civil crisis in Cote d'Ivoire, Africa Rice, like all the other international institutions, had to pull out. For more than 10 years, Africa Rice was hosted by Benin. Though the initial hosting period was to be 5 years, this was extension to more than 10 years. During this period, Africa Rice has benefited from a very hospitable reception from the government and the people of Benin. The Council of Ministers here present would like to thank the government and the people of Benin for this very important gesture and would like to reassure Benin that it is the headquarters that is moving, not the collaboration itself, and that Africa Rice will endeavor to further consolidate its relationship with Benin. May we give a rousing applause to the government of Benin. I want also to acknowledge the International Institute of Tropical Agriculture, IITA. Your Excellencies, Honorable Delegates, in Benin, Africa Rice was offered the possibility of occupying and managing the station of IITA in Cotonou. This was done within the context of a contract which provided a win-win situation for both CGIAR, the centers, and the Council of Ministers. Today, would also like to thank the Director General of IITA for the excellent collaboration maintained within Africa Rice while it was under its roof, and also for enabling a very smooth return of Africa Rice back to Côte d'Ivoire. May we have the opportunity to thank International Institute of Tropical Agriculture for that gesture. Please clap for them. Thank you very much. I read yesterday when our president was telling a group of visitors from US that Africa is taking over US in terms of buying power. We don't realize that this is there, but to some of these very serious and people who follow, like President Yoweri Museveni, he sees that we have a future, have a good future. We can, if we asserted ourselves, we can certainly one day go on top in many things, including what he said, that in just a few years, 10 years to come, the buying power of the Africans will certainly beat that one of the US. So many things that can be done, but we don't realize that we can do them. Let's push our, let's change this. Our agenda is to fill this gap of $5 billion that we are paying others to import rice. We want to save that money when we produce the rice from here in Africa. And we can do it together. Together we can. And united we shall do it. So the whole thing is, how do we get united? We need some fuel. We need some tools. We need scientists. We need all of these efforts together. May I request you, honorable members, to regard these contributions as one of the important tools for that struggle to move on. May I thank you very much for listening to me, and I wish to declare this 30th Council of Ministers open. Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you very much, Your Excellencies.